Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Hey. Take a sheet because it'll help you follow the back and forth confusing flow of today's daf. It's one of those drushot, go around and around. We're going to start at the two dots, about 10 lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Bet, from the words Uba Allah. Okay, yesterday and the day before, we spent time trying to figure out what's the source for Kiddushin B'Kesef. Now we're going to move to what's the source for Kiddushin B'Bia. Okay, having sexual relations. Uba'ala. So the pasuk says, ki ikach ish isha uba'ala. So that seems to be very clear cut, right? Be'ila. Melamed shenikne bebiya. So now the Gemara says, v'halo dinu, isn't it a kal v'chomer? In which case, we don't need to have a pasuk. So now, remember, we did see that you could have a pasuk even if there's kal v'chomer, right? So that sometimes Tarach v'katav lakra, even there's a kal v'chomer. But anyway, they ask the question, isn't it a kal v'chomer? What would the kal v'chomer be? We're going to learn it, kal v'chomer from a yivama. Ma yivama she'ein niknet b'kesef niknet b'bia. Right, this is all under the assumption that we just learned that we know she's niknet b'kesef. So a yivama, which we know can't be niknet b'kesef, remember we talked about mida oraita, if you do a kiddushin ceremony for yivama, it's nothing. So my yivama she'ein niknet b'kesef niknet b'bia, but yet how is she niknet? She's niknet with sexual relations. So therefore, here comes the kal v'chomer. Zo she'niknet b'kesef ein odin she'niknet b'bia. So therefore, one who's niknet b'kesef, right? If in one case, in the yivama case, you can't be niknet b'kesef and you are niknet b'bia. So therefore, in this case, if you can be niknet b'kesef, it must be an easier way of having a kinyan, and therefore, ein odin she'niknet b'bia. So now they're going to say no, because the amaha ivriya tochiach. She'niknet b'kesef ve'ein niknet b'bia. How are we going to knock down this kal v'chomer? We're going to take the amaha ivriya, and we're going to show, here's a case where she's not niknet b'bia. How has she acquired the amaha ivriya? With money, right? That's how they acquire her. So therefore, we're going to knock down the kal v'chomer. But now they say, no, we can knock down that contradiction of the kal v'chomer, that dechia. Why? Mala ama evriya she'ein kinyana l'shum ishut, tomar b'zo she'kinyana l'shum ishut. You can't prove it from the ama evriya. Why? Because her kinyan, when she gets acquired to be an ama evriya, she's not getting acquired for kiddushin. So they're saying you're comparing apples and oranges. You're comparing a kinyan when it doesn't have to do with kiddushin. And this is l'shem ishut. So therefore, forget the knockdown of the amaha ivriya. We're back to the fact that we have a kal v'chomer. And now, this is all, by the way, a quote from a braita. And the braita is going to end in a very strange way. And it says here, Tamud lomar uba'ala. Therefore, the pasuk teaches us uba'ala, which seems to imply what? Therefore, it teaches us sounds like we don't have a kal v'chomer, and that's why you need it. But we just proved that you have a kal v'chomer. So that's going to be the Gemara's obvious question. V'lama likra. So that's the end of the braita. Now the Gemara starts commenting. V'lama likra. So I don't understand. Why do you need the pasuk? Ha'atile. We just said you can learn it in a kal v'chomer. So Amar Rav Ashi, Mishum de'ika lememar me'ikara de'dina pircha. We can say from the beginning that this kal v'chomer is problematic. Okay, that's what Rav Ashi says, but we're going to explain now. Mehecha kamaitila. What's the problem here? Where are you learning it from? By the way, this is the exact structure we saw at the end of yesterday. It's the exact same thing where you had a kal v'chomer, and you still had the pasuk, and then you said, well, I understand, and then we brought why it would be a problematic kal v'chomer. So he's saying the whole concept that we're learning this from Yavama doesn't work. Why? Ma li Yavama shekein. Now, the whole thing is that Yavama is a Yoter Kal. Why is it Yoter Kal? Because it can be affected with Bia, right? And not with Kesef. And ours can even be affected with Kesef. Okay, so, 1 second. Right, it's not exactly Kal and Chamor. It means that it's less, right? It's not exactly the right terminology. But anyway, now we're going to show that Yavama is more likely, in other words, the whole thing was it's harder to affect a Kenyan with Yavama. And now we're going to show Mali Yavama Shaken Zikuka Ve'omedet. Tomar b'zo she'en zikuka v'omedet. Talmud lomar uba'ala. What's the issue with Yavama? Why is a kinyan going to work here that doesn't work by a regular marriage? Because she's already, remember the whole Zika, right? She's already connected to the brother. She's connected to the brother by virtue of the fact that he was married, she was married to his brother. The brother dies. Now she's got this strong connection to the brother that she's already almost like she's married to him. Okay, we've learned all sorts of stuff about this when we learned Yavamot, about what the Zika means and what the relevance is. But basically, she's already linked to him. As opposed to her and some random person on the street that decide to get married, there's no halachic link between them. And that's why Be'ila would work, and it wouldn't necessarily work with a regular marriage. And therefore, the Kal v'Chomer wouldn't work, and therefore, you need the pasuk to teach you Uba'ala. Okay. That's Bia. That was a very easy one because the pasuk was clear cut. We just had a small tangent. Now we're going to get to Shtar. Uminayim sha'af b'shtar. Okay, it will definitely help if you follow along also today using the sheet because they're very back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So this will help keep you on track where we're up to. Uminayim sha'af b'shtar. So they say v'dinu again kal v'chomer. Uma kesef she'ein motzi machnis. Shtar shemotzi ein odin shemachnis. Kesef is eino motzi. What does that mean? You can't get out of a marriage with money. You can't buy your way out of a marriage, right? What do you need? A get, a shtar. And yet, right, kesef she'eino motzi is machnis. Okay, you can get married with kiddushin by kesef. Okay, but it doesn't work to be motzi. Therefore, shtar she'motzi eino din she'machnis. Therefore, a shtar that does work to get you out should obviously work to get you in. Okay? So now they're going to say, no, we're going to knock down this kal v'chomer. Why? Ma lekesef shekem podim bo hekdesh u'maser sheni. There's a chomer in kesef. There's something unique in kesef that doesn't exist by shtar. And therefore, maybe kesef can be used to marry, but you wouldn't necessarily be able to learn from there that shtar would. Why? Kesef is used to be podim hekdesh u'maser sheni. B'tomar shtar she'ein podim bo hekdesh u'maser sheni. When you have to take, you say something's hekdesh, you say it's for the Beit HaMikdash. If you want to flip it onto a coin and not actually bring that item to the Beit HaMikdash itself, but turn its value into money and take that coin to the Beit HaMikdash, or likewise, when you have maser sheni, that has to be in Yerushalayim, generally you flip it onto a coin, right? You have to add a little more, remember you have to add the chomesh, and then you take it to the Beit HaMikdash. So you can do that onto a coin, but you can't flip it onto a shtar like an IOU. You can't say IOU and then go to the Mikdash with that IOU. Okay, you can't do that. So therefore, we'd say kesef has something unique that makes it stronger. So therefore, maybe we'd say that only kesef can affect kiddushin, but here they're again making that connection between hekdesh and kiddushin. Right? Almost like they're similar because you can use it for hekdesh, so you can also use it for kiddushin. Right? We talked about the similarity, why they use the lashon of kiddushin, right, and not of kinyan, right? There was the whole thing between the first mishnah and the second mishnah. And they said because a woman's like hekdesh, right? That she's unique to that person and not allowed to anyone else. Like the hekdesh is unique to the Beit HaMikdash. So now they say, how do we know that you can be poda on a coin and not in the shtar. Dichtiv v'natana kesef ikamlo. Okay, there's the pasuk. He gave the money and that will count for him. Okay, only money, not shtar. So therefore, first proof didn't work. They tried kal v'chomer to learn shtar. It's knocked down. Second attempt. Amar kra v'yatza v'hayta. Remember that famous pasuk, right? She then goes out of the first marriage and she goes into a new marriage. So since it appears in the same pasuk v'yatza v'hayta, we've learned a few things about this. Mekish havaya liyitzia. Right? We learn that going in is like going out. Okay? That there's things that are similar about getting married that are like getting divorced. Ma yitzia b'shtar, af havaya nami b'shtar. Okay? This is what's called a hekesh. Two things in the pasuk appear next to each other. We're going to say what's true for one is true for the other. Sometimes you can even make a hekesh with two psukim that are right next to each other. So what do we say here? Since it says v'yatzava haita, we're going to learn that what's true for gerushin is true for kiddushin. If gerushin is done by shtar, kiddushin can also be done by shtar. So now they say, well, if you're going to make a hekesh, the hekesh usually goes in both directions. So now we're going to knock this down and say, ba'akishnami yitzia lahavaya. If you could do that, then we could also say that divorce is like marriage. Now, what did we say? Divorce is not like marriage, right? You can't just get out by kesef or bi'ah, obviously. There's no way to get out by bi'ah. Akishnami yitzia lahavaya. Ma havaya b'kesef, av yitzia b'kesef. So why don't we learn that you can also buy your way out of the marriage and use kesef and not a shtar? So Amar Abaye, Yomru, Kesef Machnis, Kesef Motzi, Sarigor Yaseh Kategor. They're going to say, how can you say that? Because if Kesef is Machnis, and then Kesef is Motzi, how can the defendant become a prosecutor? Okay, in other words, how can you take what got you into this to now get you out of it? It's almost like the money you put in is now going to turn against you. We don't want that to happen. So that's why kesef doesn't work. So what's going to be the obvious? Well, shtar is also ihachi shtar nami yomru shtar motzi shtar machnis. Now it's going to be the flip. Kategor naaseh sanegor, right? That if you now want to learn that since the shtar can be motzi, that the shtar can also bring you into the marriage, then we're going to say the opposite. What, the prosecutor is going to become the defendant? How could that be? Okay, that we're going to take something that we use against her and we're now going to use it to join the relationship? So they say, oh no, why don't we say the same thing by shtar that we do by kesef? Because mili dehai shtar alechud, umili dehai shtar alechud. The words of this shtar are not like the words of that shtar. In other words, we're not taking the same document. We're taking a totally different document. A document of kiddushin is very different from a document of a get. So therefore, we're not going to say that just because it has the same term document, it doesn't mean they're two totally different documents. So now they're going to say the same thing by money. Hachanami. Hai kasba l'chud, v'hai kasba l'chud. What do you mean? Kesef also. It's not the same money you're using. It's not like the money he brought her into the kiddushin. That's the money they're giving back at the end. So what are the answer? Tiva miyachadhu. Okay, still, it's the same type of thing. It's still, money is the same, right? It's the same type of object. It's still like, coins or something. It's the same type of thing, and therefore, it's different. Okay, so this all answered up our question. What did we say? We said, we're going to be makish. Havayali Yitziah, and that's how we're going to learn that since you can get out with a shtar, you can also get in with a shtar. Abaye tried to answer, why don't you flip it? And then we said, you can't flip it because then we'll have this issue of the Sanegor Yaseh Kategor, which only applies by Kesef because Kesef is the same as Kesef, whereas shtar is not the same as shtar. Shtar Kiddushin and Shtar Geushin are different. Okay, so we answered that up. That was one possible answer to the question, why don't we say it the flipped, right? That Kesef. Why don't we also say that just like kesef can be machnis, kesef can be motzi? So now we're going to have, that was Abaye's answer. We're going to have Rava's answer to that same question now. Rava Amar, Amar Kra, Bekatavla. Remember the pasuk, Bekatavla Sefer Kritut. So what are we going to darshan from here? Biktiva mitgareshet, ve'ena mitgareshet v'kesef. That's why. We have a different drasha which is going to preclude us from making that hekesh, right? The whole question is, why don't we make the hekesh in the reverse and learn that we can get divorced with kiddushin? And that's because it says v'katavla, meaning you can only get divorced with ketiva and not with kesef. That's where we know it has to be a shtar. So now they're going to go off on a whole thing here and say, why don't we say that v'katavla comes to teach us something else? Ve'ema b'ktiva mitgareshet ve'ena mitkadeshet b'ktiva. Why don't we say v'katavla means v'katavla when it comes to divorce, but not v'katavla when it comes to marriage. In other words, if you're going to darshan this v'katavla, that it's unique to this case, right? What did Rava say? Rava said it's unique to this case, meaning you can only get divorced in writing and not get divorced with money. But they're saying you can also say it a different way. You could say you can only get divorced in writing, meaning divorce can be done in writing, however, marriage cannot be done in writing, okay, which would obviously lead us against our Mishnah. But he's saying, once you can make drasha, you can make the drasha anyway. So now we're going to show why that wouldn't be the case. Haktiv v'yatza v'hayta, mekish v'chulei. In other words, what he's saying is, so now we're saying that's because Right? Why didn't he darshan it that way? It's because we have this drasha. Mekish v'yasavaita, right? Mekish havayali yitziah, right? Just like, you know, as we already learned this, why are we not excluding kiddushin bishtar? Because we have the hekesh. And the hekesh tells us that we're including kiddushin bishtar. Remember? V'yasavaita means... V'haita means that what's true for divorce, which is shtar, is true for marriage, and that's why we don't say it. Okay? In other words, he's saying we don't make the drasha that way to exclude shtar for marriage because we have the hekesh, which teaches us shtar for marriage. So now the obvious question is going to be umaraita. In other words, why we darshan this one this way and that one that way? They're basically what this whole thing is getting at is. How you chose to make these drashot is kind of random. Okay? So now they say no. Mistabra kai begerushin umamayit gerushin. Kai begerushin umamayit kiddushin. The pasuk of v'katavla, there's two pesukim, right? One or two sections of the pasuk. V'yatzava hayta le'ishacher, right? That relates to marriage and divorce. So it makes sense that we're going to learn from divorce something to marriage there. But when it says v'katavla sefer kritut, the whole topic there is divorce. So if we're going to say that it's coming to exclude something, it should exclude something about divorce. So therefore, what are they saying? Back to the original drasha. What did Rebbe say? How do we darshan here? That the katavla means you can only get divorced through ktiva. You can't get divorced using kesef. So what it's saying is when you have a pasuk with a nosei is divorce, and we're going to say that it excludes something, and it's going to exclude something in the same category, in the divorce category. It's not going to start excluding something in the nisuin category. Okay, so you can just see here, here's the little chart on the page, with the pasuk, the drasha, and then what they tried to darshan. Right? In other words, they had the drasha, and then why didn't they darshan rak begerushin abav kadesh b'shtar from v'katavla, right? And that's because the nosei is... Gerushim, right? And why didn't they darshan v'yatzav ha'ita that you can also get divorced with money? And that's because of the other drasha. Okay, so basically, that's the answer here. Okay, so this was all, I'm just reminding you, and you can look back at the sheet, it'll help you. We brought a makor for nikne b'shtar. We tried a kal v'chomer, it didn't work. Then we brought a pasuk, v'yatzav ha'ita. We questioned it, right? Why don't we go in the other direction and say that just like you can get married with kesef, you can also get divorced with kesef. And then Abai had his answer, which is, we don't want the sanegor to be a kategor. We have Rava who said, because of the pasuk by katavla, we darshan it, that you can only get divorced with ktivan, not with money. And then we had some questions on it, but we answered them up. Okay? Now we're going to show that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we're going to need a different pasuk. Okay? Ula Rabbi Yosi Aglili de Apik Le Lahai Kra Le Drasha Achrina She'ena Mitgaresha Bekesef Minale. He needs that pasuk for something else. This V'yatzav Ha'ita. So now, where are we going to learn? V'katav La he uses for a different drasha. So where are we going to learn that you can't get divorced with money? Okay, this is like a side thing. So it says Minale. So where does he learn it from? Amarkra Sefer Kritut. We've seen this before, right? Where do you learn that you need a book, right? A shtar and not money? Because it says Sefer Kritut. And what do we darshan from there? Sefer Korta ve'ein davar acher Korta. Right? A Sefer is what can split you up, but nothing else. So now we're gonna have a flip, you know, like, well, okay, so what do Chachamim do with that? Berabanan, hi Kritut, my Avdele. What do they do with Kritut? If they don't need Kritut because they have a Katavla, so what are they gonna do with the Kritut? Mebaile l'davar ha'kore beino l'beina. They come to teach that a divorce has to be something that splits the couple entirely, right? It makes a complete break. We've learned this. Kedetanya, hareze gitech hamanat shelo tishti yayin. Amanat shelo tachi lebeit avich le'olam. Ein ze kritut, right? If you say it's conditioned upon something that's going to be forever, well, then there's never a full break between the couple. But kol shloshim yom hareze kritut. Okay, so that's what they are going to darshan from Sefer Kritut. Okay, so now if you look at the chart at the bottom, we're now going to have, right, in other words, Rabbi Yossi Aglili used Bekatavla to teach something else, and therefore it wasn't free to teach. Bekatavla has to be Ktiva and not, right, and not money. Okay? So therefore, Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns from Sefer Kritut. So now we say, well, what do Chachamim do with the Sefer Kritut? They don't need it to teach you. There has to be a Sefer. So what do they use it for? Ah, they focus on the words Kritut, that it has to be something that splits between you, right, entirely, meaning it can't be conditioned upon something that will last forever. So now we're going to say, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, where does he learn that halacha from? Because obviously he must also learn that halacha, that it can't be an indefinite tanai. Where does he learn it from? Mikaret kritut kanafgale, meaning he darshans the fact that kritut is plural. He said that teaches you we can learn two things from that word. The fact that it says karet and the fact that it says kritut. Okay? And now back ping pong back to Rabbanan. What are they going to say? Oh, we've seen this many times before. Rabbanan kari kritut lo mashmalahu. They don't think that you can learn two things from it just because it's in plural. Okay? Okay. Tov. That was all about shtar. Okay, so now that was like a start, and that was just a tangent. We got off on about this Bekatav Laish. Now, if you flip to the second side of your sheet also, we're going to move on now to a different way. We now had, where do you learn Kesef from? Where do you learn Bia from? Where do you learn Shtar from? Now they're going to suggest, well, what if you just had two out of the three? Maybe then we could learn the third one from the two. Okay, they're going to say, because each one, we said, you can't learn one from the other because this is unique. But maybe two together already would learn, be able to learn the third. Because how does a Kav HaChomer work? Or like if you want to learn from one thing to another. So you say, well, if this is something unique about it, well, then we can't learn from one to the other. But if you put two together and each has something unique, but it's not the same unique thing, then you can say, well, clearly that unique thing isn't what's causing us to be able to learn that it works. And what's the common denominator between the two? Oh, the common denominator between the two is, let's say, it's something that you can make a kinyan of. And therefore, oh, well, let's learn the third thing, that would work also. Okay, so if they have a common denominator that's true for all three, then they can learn two from two to three. The issue is going to be, though, that if you put each two together, they're going to find some common unique halacha in the two that doesn't exist in the third, and that's why they're not going to be able to learn it. Okay, so if you look at the chart here, here are the three options. We're going to learn first Kesef and Bia to Shtar, then Kesef and Shtar to Bia, then Bia and Shtar to Kesef, and then the Dichya on the other side is going to be, the rejection is going to be that in each of these cases there's something unique that doesn't exist in the third. Okay, there's a common denominator that doesn't work for the others. So how does this work? Chada mechada lo atya. Okay, so we understand we can't learn one from the other. But titi chada mitarte. Why don't we learn two from one? Hey tite, which one? Lo lichta brachmana b'shtar. Let's say the Torah, we didn't need to have a drasha for shtar. V'tete mihanach, and we learn shtar from kesef and bia. Malahan. So now the rejection is this. Malahanach sheken hana'atam merubeh. It's very pleasurable, both for the woman to get money and for her to have sexual relations, whereas to get a shtar doesn't benefit her at all, right? There's no benefit involved in getting a document, okay? Whereas getting money is beneficial, getting sexual relations beneficial. Okay, next option. Lo nichtav rachmana bebia. So let's try, don't write bia. B'titi mihanach, and let's learn it from shtar and kesef. So now, how do they reject it? Ma lahanach shekein kinyanam merubeh. How often do you see sexual relations affecting a kinyan, right? Usually you don't acquire things through having sex. So they're saying kesef and shtar are the most common ways of doing a kinyan. So therefore, you can't learn bia from there. Okay, last one. Lo nichtav rachmana b'kesef, v'teite mihanach. And let's learn kesef from shtar and bia. So now what we say, no, ma lahanach shekein yeshnam ba'al korcha. Okay, those two can be done against her will in particular cases. How so? Bia and shtar. So bia can be done against her will in, it can affect an act of kinyan. In the yibum case, if you recall, we learned that if the yabam has sex with the yivama against her will, it affects yibum. Even though kiddushin, she has to be a willing participant, when it comes to yibum, she doesn't. So there you see that bia can be an effective kinyan against her will. And shtar, where do you have a shtar that's against her will? Get. Okay? Get can be affected against her will. So therefore, you can say that these two have a unique halacha that doesn't exist by kesef. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to learn kesef. We do have a case of kesef where it can be affected against her will. The father can sell the daughter into slavery. Okay? So now what do they answer? No, be'ishut mielo eshkachan. That's a case that's not an ishut case. So therefore, that's not a good knockdown of the kal v'chomer, because amai v'ria is we're talking about acquiring things for husband-wife relationships. Okay, and therefore you're bringing something in with a totally different topic. Okay, now we're going to go back. So therefore, you can't learn it from there. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said there's three ways you can affect kiddushin: shtar, kesef, and bia. If you remember, we talked about a fourth possibility. We said three is coming to exclude the fourth possibility. What was that? Chuppah. But then we have Rav Huna, who we promised we'd get back to on Dach Hei. Here we are. Rav Huna said that chuppah is kona. You can acquire through chuppah. You can acquire kiddushin through chuppah. Now again, usually chuppah is the nisuin part, right? The kiddushin is affected in one of the three ways. Chuppah happens later, and it means that she's now mutar to the husband, as opposed to kiddushin, which forbids her to everybody. The next stage is the chuppah, knisat achar chuppah, which, like I said, it could be, right, there's different possibilities what it means, either mamash going under the chuppah, or more likely, yichud, or some sort of taking her into his house. And according to Rav Huna, this could be, let's say you didn't do a kiddushin, and you just did chuppah. According to Rav Huna, this would work. It would work also for the kiddushin. So, am Rav Huna, chuppah kone mi kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma kesef she'eno ma'achil b'truma, kone, chupa she'ma'achil b'truma, eino din she'tikne. Since chuppah causes a stronger connection between the husband and wife. How so? She's allowed to eat truma. If she's a bat Yisrael, who marries a kohen, she's not allowed to eat truma from the time of the kiddushin. She's only allowed to eat truma from the time of the chuppah, the nisuin. So therefore, if chuppah seems stronger than kesef now, because chuppah can cause we'll see in a minute, they're going to use that word, I don't want to use that word yet, but can allow her to eat truma, whereas kesef can't allow her to eat truma, so therefore, chuppah should be kone, just like kesef is kone. So chuppah should machel b'truma, eno din shetikne. So for, now they're going to say, what do you mean kesef is not machil b'truma? But kesef ain't no machil. Okay, this goes back to ketubot, if you remember this. V'ha amar ula, dvar Torah arusa ba Yisrael ochel b'truma. Mi'ikar hadin, kesef does affect a kinyan for truma. There's a separate reason why she doesn't eat. Okay, here they only bring one. There were actually two reasons, if you remember. But anyway, we'll go with the one they talk about here. Shenemar v'kohen ki yikneh nefesh kinyan kaspo v'hai kinyan kaspohu. In other words, what does it say? It's a kohen when he's koneh nefesh, that becomes his kinyan kesef. It becomes something he acquired. And who did he acquire? His arusa. She's considered kinyan kaspo. Okay, right, also avadim, right? Avadim knanim. That's why they get to eat and not the Eved Ivri, like we saw before, because Eved Ivri is not kinyan kaspo. Umata mamru eina ochelet. Now, so mikaradin, yes, she can eat truma. So therefore, on a Torah level, it does if kiddushin does. So therefore, you can't use this kal v'chomer. What's the reason she doesn't eat? Gzera shemiyim zegula kos bebeit aviyah v'tishaken ala achiyah ola achoteah. What's going to happen? Since she's still living in her father's house, we're worried that if she's eating truma, then the other people around her are going to end up, right, she's eating truma in her father's house. Somebody might take a sip of her cup and not realize that they're eating truma. Okay, so therefore we're worried that someone else is going to accidentally eat it, and therefore we don't allow her to eat truma. So therefore, not a good kal v'chomer. El parechachi, let's try this. Uma kesef she'eno gomer. Okay, here there's a, if you look here, we're now in the big chart here. Okay, this is the second option of Rav Huna's kal v'chomer. Uma kesef she'eno gomer kone. The kesef does not finish the transaction between them, right? It's just the first part, right? The marriage only gets finished, finalized at the chuppah. So therefore, chuppah shegomeret eino din shetikne, right? So again, kesef must be weaker if it doesn't affect the full relationship. Okay, so now, so kesef chuppah that finishes it eino din shetikne, So now they're going to say again, kesef is unique that we saw before, and therefore you can't learn from kesef to chuppah because man le kesef shekem podim bo hekdesho to maser sheni. Okay, so kesef is unique that it has this pidyon maser sheni and hekdesh, and therefore you can't learn from kesef to chuppah. But they say, wait, but bia tochiach. Yes, kesef has this unique element. However, bia doesn't have that unique element, and yet bia does also affect a kinyan. So therefore, it can't be, remember, that knocks out the uniqueness. If you knock out the uniqueness, you could still have the kal v'chomer. Because it proves now that that uniqueness isn't what affects the kiddushin. Because if it was, then bia wouldn't work. So bia tochiach, bia tochiach. Okay, but now they say, mala bia shaken kona biyavama, kesef yochiach. And if you want to say that bia is unique because it also is the only thing that works when it comes to a yavama, and therefore you can't learn from bia, well, kesef will be mochiach, meaning kesef doesn't have that unique halacha. So again, each one has something unique, but, right? Now we're going to say, but what's the common denominator between the two? Okay? V'chazar hadin, lo re'izeh kirizeh, v'lo re'izeh kirizeh, right? In other words, each one disproved the other. You understand? Each one has something unique, but the fact that the other one doesn't have that unique element proves that that unique element is irrelevant. It knocks it down, neutralizes it. And therefore, hatzada shaveh shabahem, but what's unique about the two of them? Shekonim ba'alma v'konim kan. What's unique about them? They affect kinyanim in other places, and they also affect the kinyan when it comes to marriage. So therefore, afani yavi chupa, shekona ba'alma v'kone kan. So why don't I then learn from chupa that it's kone ba'alma? And it doesn't mean it's kone ba'alma. It works when it comes to marriage. So therefore, it should also work here. Okay? So now they're going to say no. Now I'm going to show you something that's true for kesef and bia that's not true for chupa. Okay, do you follow? As soon as you have a common denominator, we can learn that everything that has a common denominator is true. But as soon as you say, but wait, there's something unique about the two of them, because we already knocked down the stuff that's unique about each one individually. But now we still have unique about two of them. What is it? So now we have something that's unique, which is there's hana'ah for the woman, right? Both with the shtar, I'm sorry, both with the kesef and with the bi'ah, there's hana'ah. But now they're going to say, oh, but shtar yochiach. Right, but now let's bring in the third element. Shtar proves that what? It's not the hanata merubah that's making things happen here. Malishtar shekem motzi beba Yisrael, kesef ubiya yochichu. So malishtar shekem motzi beba Yisrael, kesef ubiya yochichu. What's with shtar? A shtar can be motzi a get, right? When you have a shtar, what happens? When you have a get, a shtar can affect the undoing of a marriage. So that shows that what? Shtar has something unique, but kesef will be a yochichu that, right? Kesef and bia will prove that that's irrelevant, remember? Okay, because just because the shtar is unique that you can affect divorce, that's not something that's going to say we can't learn from here because kesef and bia don't have that element. So again, as soon as we say that element doesn't exist in the others, we neutralize everything. So now they're going to have to find, until now we had the tzara shaveh in two out of the three. Now we're going to have the tzara shaveh in all three. The chazar hadin, lo re'izeh kirizeh, v'lo re'izeh kirizeh, right? Everything knocks out the other. Hatzara shaveh shabahen, shekonim ba'alma v'konim kan. Again, we're going to say, what's unique about them? They all affect kinyanim in other places, and therefore they also work here. Af ani avi chupa shekonim ba'alma v'konim kan. So now they're going to say, wait, but there's another element that's unique to them and not by that. What is it? Mala tzara shaveh shabahen, sheken yeshnam ba'al korchan. Right, the what's the case? All of those can be affected against her will. Okay, we saw that. With kesef, it was the yama ivriya. With the bia, it was the yevama. And with the shtar, it was the get. We did knock it out. But now they're saying if you put all these three together and you talk about them in a general sense, you can make a generalization about all three, even on an Ishu case, and against the chuppah. Rav Huna, kesef mia bi'ishu lo eshkecham bal korcha, and that's Rav Huna's answer, exactly what you said, which is, no, you can't make that tzara shaveh because the kesef bal korcha has nothing to do with ishut, and our whole topic is ishut, and therefore Rav Huna says, that we can make a Kal V'Chomer, okay? Because there is something that's unique to all these that's also the same as Chuppah, because we knock out the Baal Korcha one, okay? There, that's the end. So now we've proven that Chuppah can be learned by Kal V'Chomer. Okay, now we're going to have, Rava is going to have two kushiyot on Rav Huna. I'm a Rava. Shtei tshuvot b'davar. There's two problems here. Chada de shalosh tana v'dalid lo tanan. First of all, it says in the Mishnah, three and not four. Ve'od klum chupa gomeret ela al yedei kiddushin. V'chi gamrinan chupa... okay, period. So now what are we going to say? Right? Or maybe not, one second. V'chi gamrinan chupa shalo yedei kiddushin. Ah, right. V'chi gamrinan chupa shalo yedei kiddushin mi'chupa shal yedei kiddushin. He says, it's true that chuppah is gomeret. That was our whole Kal V'Chomer. And kiddushin is not gomeret. But chuppah is only gomeret because it's based on a previous kiddushin. In other words, you can't compare. Chuppah is only chuppah with kiddushin. So chuppah assumes that there was already a kiddushin before. So therefore, when we learn chuppah shalom, we can't learn chuppah shalom yedei kiddushin from a case of chuppah shal yedei kiddushin. What are we trying to say? You can't isolate. You can't look at chuppah in a vacuum. Chuppah doesn't come up in a vacuum. It only follows kiddushin. So you can't say, well, it's stronger than kiddushin when it comes with kiddushin before it. And then we want to prove chuppah without kiddushin. It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, he has a problem with him. So now, Amar le'abaye, hadika amar gimel tanan v'dalet lo tanan, tana milta diktiva behedya katane. The Mishnah was only referring to the three things that explicitly come up in the Psukim. They weren't talking about things that don't come up in the Psukim. In other words, really there are four, according to Rav Huna, and it works. Chuppah is one of them, but Chuppah is one that's learned in a totally different method, just in a Kal V'Chomer. It has no references in the Psukim or anything, and therefore it wasn't mentioned. All the others came out of Psukim. Udika Marta klum chuppah gomeret el yedei kiddushin, Rav Huna nami hachi kamar. Uma kesef sheino gomer achar kesef kone chupa shegomeret achar kesef eino din shetikne. And in terms of your second question, this is how I would read it. Just like if you have kesef of kiddushin, and then you try to acquire her for nisuin with kiddushin, that doesn't work. Kesef after kesef doesn't gomer the marriage. You follow? If you tried to do nisuin with money, it wouldn't work. So therefore, chuppah after kiddushin does work, so that shows the chuppah is stronger than kesef. You follow? He makes a comparison to a case where there is kiddushin. If you did kiddushin with kesef or in any way you did it, and then you tried to affect nisuin with kesef, it wouldn't work. So that shows that kesef is not as strong as chuppah, because chuppah would work after the original kiddushin. So that's how he answers up the question. Okay, now we're going to have we're moving on. Okay, Tana Rabbana, we have a braita. Ketsa b'kesef. Now we want to know, when you do a kiddushin b'kesef, how do you do it? So, it's not just, what we're going to see here is, it's not just that you give her money, but, as we all know, under a chuppah, what do you have to do? You have to make a statement. Okay, right? We say, harem mikudesh li, b'tabadzo kedat Moshe v'Yisrael. Now, here, they only talk about harem mikudesh li. They don't get into b'tabadzo, okay? Or, they don't get into Kedam Moshe Yisrael, that came later, okay, they added, but now everyone obviously says it. But now the question is going to be, who can make that declaration? Okay? Natan la kesef, o shvei kesef, okay, or the value of kesef, va'amar la harat muteret li, harat mureset li, harat li le'intu, le'intu is to be my wife, harezo mekudeshet, all those statements, harat mekudeshet li, harat mureset li, harat le'intu, harezo mekudeshet. Aval hisha natna va'amra, he, if she gives it, the ring, or the money, and she says, Hareini mekudeshet lecha, Hareini mureset lecha, Hareini lecha le'intu, eina mekudeshet, then it doesn't work. So Matkifla Rav Papa, he says, wait a minute, something doesn't jive here, okay? If you look at the chart now, we're going to do the last part of the last chart, which is, what can you infer from each case? Each case inferred, he gave the money and he made the statement. The second was, she gave the money and she made the statement. What if you have, he gives the money, but she makes the statement? So it depends. If you learn it from the Reisha, what are you going to infer? It doesn't work. If you learn it from the Seifa, you're going to infer that only if she gives it and she says it, it doesn't work. But if he were to give it and she were to say it, maybe it would work. So that's what they're going to say the problem is. So, Matkev l'Rav Papa. Tama de Natan huva amar hu. Ha Natan huva amar hi. But what if he gave and she said, Ana Mekudeshet, it wouldn't work. But Ana Seifa, but from the second part, we can conclude the opposite. Aval hisha natna lo va amra hi. Lo havi kiddushin, tama de natna hi va amra hi. Right? The reason it doesn't work is because she gave it and she said it. But ha natan hu va amra hi. But if he gave it and she said it, havu kiddushin, it would work. So now they're going to have a few answers. Three answers. First answer is, resha dafka sefa kedei naspa. The resha is really the right one, okay? Meaning that if he gave and she said, it wouldn't work, okay? It only works if he does everything. And the sefa kedei naspa, the sefa just said it the way it said it for no really good reason, okay? In other words, what's the really good reason? It was just matching, it was like doing the flip case. But not because it was being particular about exactly which words it chose and that you can infer from it. Didn't mean for you to infer anything from it. That's one option. Vitani Seifa, so now they're going to ask on that. Vitani Seifa Milti Desatrala L'Resha? I understand you're saying they weren't being careful about their Lashon, but they're going to teach something that would conclude the exact opposite of the Resha? It doesn't make any sense. So therefore they reject that answer. So now we're going to have two more answers. Elahachi Kamar. Natan Huv Amar Hu Pshita Dahavu Kiddushin. That clearly is Kiddushin. But Natan, right, if he gave and he said. But Natan Huva Amrahi. Now this is almost like a chitzur machasra. It's missing words, and this is really what it should have said. In other words, this is what it meant. That if the second case is really referring to the case we're talking about, which is if he gave it, but she said the text, it's Na'asa Kimisha Natanahiv Amrahi. It's as if she did the whole thing. In other words, if she did the speaking part, right, that would be as if she gave the ring or gave the money and did the speaking part. You follow? That's how they're reading the Mishnah. And when it gives that second case, first of all, I think they think that second case is obviously not going to work. So what they're saying is, in a case that's in between, it would be as if the obvious case that clearly doesn't work. V'ibay Dema, second option. Natan hu v'amar hu mikudeshet. Natnahi v'amrahi ena mekudeshet. Right, that was the first case, that was the second case. The middle case, why isn't it mentioned here? Natanhu v'amrahi sveikahi v'chayshina midrabanan. That's a suffek case, and we don't know, and therefore we're going to be choshesh midrabanan that she's suffek married, suffek not married. Okay, so it wasn't listed here because it wasn't a clear-cut case. It was a suffek case. So they're saying that middle case is suffek according to this. Okay? We're going to stop here, but I want to just end with you can take it if you want. I printed a few copies. There's a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe that was written in 1970. Okay, what obviously comes out of the sugya is, double ring ceremonies. Can you give a chuppah? Can the woman give a ring under the chuppah? What's allowed? What's not? So what I brought here, we don't have enough time to read it, but Rav Moshe says basically, he says, Mi'ikara din, if the woman gives a ring after the kiddushin is affected, it's totally fine. Because once he affects the kiddushin, so what if she gives a ring? It's a meaningless, it's fine. Mi'ikar hadin, he says. But he says, that's the first paragraph he establishes it. Okay, you can read it, and I'll post it online. But the second paragraph, he says, it's forbidden to do this. Okay, why? He says, first of all, I don't care if it's a minhag nochrim or anything like that. But he says that what's going to happen, the people are going to think, they're going to misconstrue and think, kind of like the sugya, right, that she, what's the whole reason she can't do this? Is because she can't, right, ki yikach ish isha. We're going to see this more tomorrow also. That ki yikach ish isha. In other words, he has to do the whole thing. So he has to also make the statement. So people might get confused about what the halach is. And then he goes through this whole thing about, first he proves it from the case he brings is interesting, which we saw before. That's why I want to bring it up, about a mikveh. If you remember, when the woman goes in the mikveh, she can't wash her body after. Remember, they used to go in these dirty caves, and they washed their bodies off after, and they weren't allowed to do that because people thought that the water was mitaher and not the mikveh. So the same thing here, right? That's why you can't shower right after getting out of the mikveh. So the same thing here. If you give the ring right after, then people are going to think, right? It's going to cause this confusion in halacha. And then he goes on a whole thing about, we saw these sources also, about if you forget what you learn, it's like this big avera, and that this is something that's going to cause people to forget things and misconstrue, right, and misunderstand halacha. And they're going to think that women are active participants of the ceremony, and therefore he doesn't allow it. Okay? Based on this, Jove Linzer suggests, in an article he wrote in the Jofa Journal, it's called Anila Dodiva Jodidili, toward a more balanced wedding ceremony, and he brings different suggestions of what you could do to make a ceremony more balanced. But he says, like, based on this, that a woman can't say, even though I've seen people do this, these psukim be'erastich li la'olam, you should be, you know, connected to me forever. He suggests that maybe that's a problem based on Rav Moshe, because it sounds like almost a language of kiddushin, that she's having some effect on things. He talks about the difference of when in the ceremony she would give him the ring, that if it's later in the ceremony, or if you say specifically, if you make a clear declaration saying, now that the kiddushin has been completed, she's going to give him a ring as a symbol of her love, you know, that maybe in that way you'd be able to, you know, but then again, you have to think about what people are going to notice, right? They might not remember the words they said, but they'll remember that she gave the ring. You know, again, there's this question, and then how seriously you have to take this chashash. You know, do you really have to be concerned for it, that people will misconstrue or not? And he suggests some other things. Anyway, if you want to read it, it's here. I made 3 copies. If people want more, I can print more. You can find it online. I'll post it with the shiur today. So anyway, there's clearly more options of things one can do under a chuppah to make the ceremony appear somewhat more equal, you know, because the traditional Orthodox ceremony definitely seems very imbalanced in nature. Okay. Anyway.